Engraving was another artistic technique into which Chicano breathed life with consummate skill. Evidence of this can be found in the work titled Homage to Picasso on the Centenary of His Birth, 1881-1981, which Chicano produced in Verona in 1981, at the height of his sojourn in Italy. On this occasion, the technique he used was etching combined with sugarlift aquatint. From his distant location, Chicano is harking back to his birthplace of Malaga, on this occasion by evoking the figure of Pablo Picasso as a child. We can see him in the center of the scene, looking just as he does in the earliest surviving photograph of him. The image shown in that photograph, which was originally taken by Francisco Martín Ramos in the Plaza del Teatro in Malaga around 1884, is given its own unique stamp by Chicano. He magnifies the youthfulness of the great artist and lifts him out of the photograph in order to place him amongst some of his best-known creations. For example, towards the top of the scene, we can make out an aquatint by Picasso titled Provoking the Bull with the Cape, which he engraved in 1957 for inclusion in the book titled Tauromachy or The Art of Bullfighting, which was published in Barcelona 2 years later. In the middle of the scene, occupying almost all of the pictorial space, there is a depiction of one of Picasso's best-known oil paintings, Three Musicians, which he painted in 1921. Chicano has positioned this image with particular care, as though it were a stage, there to provide the child with musical accompaniment. Last but not least, to round off the scene with a flourish, like an artist's signature, there is a classic still life formed by the palette and the open newspaper at Picasso's feet, a clear memory of the still life paintings that Chicano recalled with such lively enthusiasm.